The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yeah.
And mine's so much easier to say.
I know. I was just wondering if I repeated myself. It felt like mine was so long on intro this time. But welcome, listeners, to yet again another episode of our fun show about real estate and mortgage. And I'm just going to give you a heads up. Stay tuned. It's going to be a fascinating day talking about moving. Going to be talking about moving.
I'm sorry. I just nodded off there for a minute. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Well, yeah, I know. You know, so anyone who's listening to the show and who heard any of the promos for our show over the last week was probably like, I'm sorry, they're bringing in a moving.
What are we doing?
Like, okay. And even we were just saying to our guest before we came on air, which, by the way, Rob Schmidt from Olympic Moving.
Well, Rob, howdy, everybody.
Yes. It was like, how do you make a promo sound interesting about moving?
Yeah.
You know, or even put a show together about it? It was like, I think it's a great topic. I mean, if we're going to be talking about real estate and mortgage and all that, well, what do people have to do when they're talking to me and you?
Right.
Move.
Oh, it's the worst part of the whole process as far as I'm concerned. No offense, Rob, but I mean it's difficult. It's packing
those
boxes.
You know, so I was just at a sales meeting for our RE/MAX office earlier today, and sure enough, the new marketing gal that they have for our offices, she just moved, and she was like, God, I never want to do that again. I said, well, did you buy a place? She goes, no, I'm renting. I'm like, well, then you'll be moving again at some point. She's like, I know. I'll hire people next time. And I'm like, well, yeah, you probably should have done that this time. But yeah, it makes it much easier. Like the last two moves I've done, I've hired people. And it's like, it's made such a difference.
But, oh, see, anyway. And I've never done that. I've always just done it.
Well, you're a Mr. Do-It-Yourselfer. Yeah, but you're always Mr. Do-It-Yourselfer.
I got the dump trailer. I got this beautiful trailer. You hit the button and the whole thing tilts like a dump truck. So I just load all my furniture in there, back it up, hit the button.
We don't recommend that.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that's also an uncovered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That in our
and it's always
fine
raining
weather,
when I decide.
Yeah. I was
going to
say, in
anything,
our fine
just,
weather.
Oh,
yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, I'm getting away from what is typically in our first segment. But, you know, I'm actually still excited about what this show is because I like to think that we bring in all kinds of wonderful educational components. I can't even talk now. I'm so excited, right? But but no, the moving thing is just like something that a lot of people, like they know they got to do it, but they really don't know how to do it right. So I'm excited to have Rob on because I've known Rob a long time. So we're going to get him mostly in our second segment. But before we get to that, did you want to talk about where rates are going this week?
Sure. Today, not so good. They're going up a little bit.
Okay.
So we have some upward pressure on interest rates. The bond markets are not having a good day. Matter of fact, so far at my count, 16 major lenders have increased their interest rates just a little bit so far today.
Okay. But and when you say a little bit, what's that mean?
Probably about 1/8%. Or sometimes you'll see the rate stay the same, but the points, a fee might increase to get that same interest rate. So what we've got is a alleged taper tantrum going on.
I'm sorry, alleged what?
Taper tantrum.
Tantrum.
It's a taper tantrum.
Not a temper tantrum like my dog gives me sometimes when he doesn't want to.
We have a taper tantrum going on.
Okay.
So what that means, and we had one of these in 2013 when the Federal Reserve, as part of the whole big bailout of our economic crisis, started purchasing mortgage-backed securities.
Yeah.
They were buying bonds to the tune of billions of dollars every week.
Billions, to quote Carl
literally.
Sagan.
In 2013, they announced that they would taper. They would taper away from doing that. Well, immediately the bond markets reacted, and interest rates rose sharply. They rose very, very quickly, and then it ultimately the Feds kind of backed off and kind of got back in there. They didn't really taper the way we thought they were going to, and rates went back down. And right now we're still at historic low interest rates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So maybe this is just a little trial balloon that the Fed's floating out there. Maybe they won't be tapering quite as much, mm-hmm. but they just kind of put that out there. And the markets, in addition to some troubles over there in Europe, did not react positively. So putting a little bit of upward pressure on rates. But with that said, the average for the nation right now, conventional conforming 30-year fixed rates are still averaging right around 3.5%. 15-year fixed rates are averaging around 2.8%. FHA averaging around 3.3%. And jumbo 30-year fixed rates are averaging around 3.625%. And here's my disclaimer.
Okay.
When I'm quoting rates, I'm giving you just sort of ranges and averages of
rates.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
Well, at least what you're saying is better than what they find on the internet.
Oh, well, I certainly hope so. But every person's situation is going to be a little bit different. Your rate will vary based on your credit score. It can vary based on how much you're putting as a down payment. It can vary based on the loan program type and even the property type.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all these things can affect you a little bit. So I'm not quoting you APRs. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you just sort of ranges, averages for the nation. So that's my little disclaimer out there.
Yes, yes. You do have to have a disclaimer because there are folks. Well, I mean, we have this happen all the time because, you know, you and I, while we've known each other a long time, you're not the only lender I work with, mm-hmm. right? You know,
sure.
I work with lots of different lenders. In fact, my lunch with my assistant Marissa today included her going, well, is Eric the only person we work with? I'm like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course not. You know, but she was curious, like, how do you know the difference mm-hmm. of a good lender versus, you know, not such a great person
great
working in that? And so we kind of went over all of those different things mm-hmm. during our lunchtime training.
Sure.
But it was also a discussion of, you know, what are the things that, like what you're describing right now, what is someone trying to buy rates? Are they quoting things out there? Are there, you know, mm-hmm. the things that we run into all the time are clients who will come to us and say, well, you know, here's what my credit score was online. And
right.
you have to ferret out
yes,
which
exactly.
online source they were using because it may not be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, oh, and I was quoted this rate.
Right.
And you're like, okay, can we please also, like, I'm sorry, but I know Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage, which is Quicken mm-hmm. and all that, like, they're advertising like mad right now, mm-hmm. but they're kind of
sure.
driving me a little nuts because it's like,
right.
it's just not that simple, and it's not, you know, everything is different. Everyone is different. Or we even had, you know,
yeah.
when we taught our class on the 17th of this month, one of the gals, after we were finished with the class, said, oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Loans for mobile homes.
Mm,
and
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, there's kind of a reason for that.
I call them wobbly boxes.
Yeah. Well, because I mean,
actually, yeah, there's a whole different set of rules for a manufactured
exactly.
home, whether it's a single wide home or a multiple, you know, double wide.
And it's if you can even get a regular kind of mortgage on it too.
Right.
Because if they're not attached to the land.
There's all kinds of rules
So many mm-hmm. rules. And I even, someone else I was saying, you know, again, they were asking about, well, how do I go about interviewing real estate agents? And I said,
right.
well, ask them a lot of questions about what kind of volume they have, what kind of experience, what knowledge base they've got. You know, there's all kinds of different
right.
little elements
that
help you sort out their, you know, what
right.
they know.
Right. Absolutely. I'll tell you a couple real quick thing on a mobile home. One thing that will kill financing with anybody mm-hmm. is if you try to purchase a mobile home that has been previously moved. If it is not on the original location, the original site where it was transported, if they move it at any time from one location to another location, it is no longer financeable.
I did not even know that.
Yeah.
So see, I even learned something today.
Yeah, that's a good one. So anybody thinking about doing that, don't do it. Because you've just shot yourself in the foot.
Well, unless you're willing to just sell it as
a
vehicle.
Yeah, pay cash. Exactly.
Yeah, you
exactly.
pay cash for it.
Right. That's right. That's right.
But that's the whole thing is like trying to figure out. In fact, knowledge base is just everything. We're dealing with a transaction right now that oil tank decommissioning has come up.
Mm.
In fact, actually,
mm-hmm.
oil tank decommissioning has come up 3 times for me in the last week.
Oh, interesting.
Three
yeah.
completely different parties. Huh. Haven't had one come up in a very long time. And now 3 times in 1 week. We're going to have to talk about that on a show probably. Well, no, seriously, because you remember when we had the fire department in talking about Prop 1,
mm-hmm.
I actually want to get somebody in to talk about oil tank decommissioning. And at the same time, you remember our mutual friend, Houghton Lee, who's mm-hmm. a past client.
Sure.
His neighbor, I found out when we were doing like the big neighborhood VIP open house event for his place. Mm-hmm. I found out his neighbor, a guy named Mike, really super cool guy. He works with the state of Washington with environmental hazards.
Mm-hmm.
And so oil tanks kind of fall in that category because they can create like an environmental hazard and the potential. They don't always necessarily leak into the ground and cause contamination, but they have the potential of it. So I want to see if we can try and get him on here along with maybe someone from the fire department and maybe a city to talk about that whole thing, because it was only like, what, 93 or 96 when they started actually tracking records
I think so.
On those.
Right.
And even then it was sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of different little pieces that are kind of mistakenly discussed in the real estate industry and among consumers. And I want to get some people in that are actually more experts to talk about it so that we can maybe get a really good session that we can have available for people to refer back to even after that show.
There you go.
As kind of a teaching tool.
Okay. We're going to have the oil tank, mobile home, and what else can we throw in there?
Oh, there, you know,
septic
there's always,
systems.
You know what? We're going to have to talk about septic. We should get someone from the Department of Health.
You know,
absolutely.
Well, the new inspection, there are some new inspection requirements, but I've got a guy. I got my guy, and he'll come and pump it out for me. And last time he was out, he said, okay, all done. That's going to be, you know, $225. I'm like, mm-hmm. you take a check? And he's like, sure. And I'm like, what happens if my check bounces? And he's like, I'll just bring it all right back.
What so, do they do with all that stuff when they pump it?
Some things I don't even want to really think about. So, yeah.
See, I'm just so horribly curious. I actually want to know. Like, where does it go?
It's called bright water. Just goes up to bright water and they sort it all out. Goes in one pipe, comes out the other, all clean and sparkly. That's true.
Okay. It sounds like LA where they're now using that to create drinking water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you not know that? That down in that area, because they have such water shortages that they actually have facilities that are taking sewage and converting it to drinking water?
I am...
Everybody in the studio
I am like bringing
this. You
didn't
see this on... They did a whole segment on this thing on 60 Minutes.
I'm
going to
be down there in a
back.
Couple of weeks. I'm going
to
bring a second suitcase
I have to be
just
down there
full
next
of
week.
Bottled water.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, I have to be down there next week.
Another reason that we want to live in the beautiful Northwest where our water...
Is
came
pristine.
From where it's supposed to have come from.
Yes, it's beautifully pristine
the
water.
Back end of a pipe. That's right. Well, stay tuned as we talk about hopefully more exciting topics than that on Open House with Team Reba. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.